Monroe, how would you explain Fiancé Friday to someone?
Okay, so you've been dating somebody for a while. You guys are taking your relationship to the next level. But then, I don't know, maybe something starts happening. You're getting weird vibes from them, or maybe they're not coming home on time.
We're starting to think that they might be cheating.
Yeah.
A lot of times,
cheater,
right?
Cheater, pumpkin eater.
And maybe you just need to double check. Well, check in on your relationship.
And what we do is we have Jackson. We actually have him call up that person who thinks cheating, offer a sensual couples massage, and we see whose name they say.
From a very reputable source.
Yes.
I'm not giving you the massage.
No. From an actual spa.
Yeah. Well, I keep a 5 feet buffer from everybody.
Right. Today we're going to try to help out Matt with Fiancé Friday. What up, Matt?
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Good. More importantly, how are you? What's going on?
I'm kind of worried a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, I think my fiance has been stepping out on me.
Oh, no.
All right. Well, throw it out there. That's it. That's the main part. That's why we're here. Give us a little more detail, I guess. What's your fiance's name?
Her name's Samantha.
Okay.
And she's a medical sales rep, so she works with a lot of doctors and health offices.
Okay.
Yeah, and I know with the job, there's a certain amount of flirting that happens, but... she's been spending a lot of time with this one dude. He's a doctor, obviously, and it's not just sales calls. They've had dinners and outings, and it's a lot.
Is that part of the biz though? Of maybe it's not a sales call during the day, but you're supposed to take people out. Like we have
network and
yeah, we have reps here who take us out to dinner from time to time. Like same idea.
Yeah, but it's been the same guy a bunch of times. They add each other on Facebook. They, like each other's stuff on Instagram, I've noticed, with the feed, when you see that. And I know she's saying it's just a client, but, I mean, do you do that with clients? I don't know. I feel like there's, a broach of, business and, more than business going on.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if to become close friends or anything, but it's just kind of weird to me.
Maybe she feels like she has to because it is a client, So, okay, well, he likes all my stuff, so then I have to do... that for him. We have to be the buddy.
How hot is this doctor?
Oh, that's a good question.
How makes steamy level hot, or is he just sort of a goofy old man? Because that's what I've noticed most doctors are like.
Yeah, it's kind of annoying. He's good looking, objectively, you could say that, but also he's got the same name as Tom Brady. His name's Brady. He's like one of those guys.
Dr. Brady.
A good-looking Brady.
Being all hot.
You actually know his first name? I guess if Facebook and stuff.
That's really annoying because, every other doctor she talks about, it's this doctor, last name, surname, and then this guy is like, oh, yeah, I was with Brady and Brady, and it's just I don't know. I just feel like it's like the Brady Bunch. I'm like, Marsha.
She's first naming him?
That's the thing, right? That's where I jumped. I wasn't really buying into this at all. That she's cheating. I just think she's a sales rep. But why is she...
But when you first name a doctor, that's that means you know them intimately.
Yeah. Have you brought this up at all to your fiance?
I've broached it about it. I've kind of commented here and there, not fully, but she just thinks I'm not trusting her, saying, I mean, we've been together for 5 years and it's not that I don't trust her, but I mean, this is too much, right?
Yeah. The first name thing.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah. Okay, you don't think so, Monroe?
No, I call people that we work with by their first name.
It's only because she calls everyone else Dr. So-and-so. But why is this one such a closer relationship?
Well, they might be closer. They might be better friends.
Though, I don't know. It'd be kind of hot if you had if you were calling him Dr. So-and-so.
Yeah, right?
Oh, hi, Dr. So-and-so. How you doing?
Matt, you want us to call up Samantha and see if she's taken you or this Brady on the sensual couples massage?
Yeah, I guess. I mean, I'm hoping that... I'm hoping I'm wrong.
Yeah.
I think I'm wrong. I think I'm hoping I'm wrong and there's egg on my face, but let's just try to know for sure.
Okay. We'll do it next.
Are you up?
Mix 105.1 Morning.
We can talk.
With John, Monroe, and Jackson. Mix 105.1.
Fiancé Friday, we're trying to help out Matt, who his fiancé Samantha is in medical sales. She's a sales rep. And with that, sometimes there comes a level of friendship that goes beyond business. And he's afraid that one of those friendships has gone too far with this doctor. He looks like Tom Brady, and his name is Brady. So that's what I just remember about it.
And not his last name.
No.
He's not Dr. Brady. He's just Brady.
And so what we're going to do is we're going to have Jackson call up Matt's fiance, Samantha, and see if she's planning on taking who on this sensual couples massage. Will it be Brady? Will it be Matt? Matt, are you still there?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Hey, I need just permission from you to have Samantha on the radio.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's
Jackson, I'm going to warn you. Mm-hmm. She's in sales.
So she could see through my lies.
That's what I'm saying. Like, let's be honest, you phone it in. So this time around.
Of course I phone it in. It's called a phone call, John.
Right, exactly. Need you really to take it up a notch.
Don't ask him to do an accent again.
No, yeah, I'm not gonna do an accent. I can cluck like a chicken.
No, but just try your hardest.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go then.
Hello.
Hi, is this Samantha?
Speaking. How can I help you?
Hi, Samantha. This is Jackson calling from the JJ&M Massage Parlor. How are you doing today?
Well, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very well, thanks. Hey, I won't take up a ton of your time because I'm sure you're really busy, but I just wanted to call and let you know that we're a new massage parlor in town, and we're just trying to get some people through our door, trying to build our client base. And I noticed that you're actually in sales. Is that right?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know more than anybody how important word of mouth advertising is.
Of course.
It's everything. I'll just cut right to the chase here. I want to bring you in for a free massage. What we would offer you is our couples massage package, and hopefully you and a romantic partner would come in, really enjoy your experience, and then you'd be able to tell a few friends about it for us. I'm not going to do anything hokey, like make you tag something on Instagram. You know how I just roll my eyes when I see those sort of things, right?
I mean, every opportunity is a tool for success is fine.
Fair enough. But I want you to actually come in and immerse yourself in this experience. Is that something you might be interested in?
Yeah, that sounds really nice, actually.
All right. So it's a couples massage package. You and a romantic partner would lay side by side. It's a really romantic environment. We have candles going. We do chocolate-covered strawberries. We have a team of expert massage therapists that can do pretty much any technique that you're interested in. Normally, this is a $500 package, but like I said, it's totally free. We just want you to tell a couple people.
That sounds great. That's
awesome.
Really nice.
Cool. Let's get your appointment booked. So I have your name is Samantha. I got that right, right?
Yes.
Okay. And to get the appointment booked, I just need the name of the romantic partner that you'd like to bring along with you.
Let's do with Carl Ross.
Okay. Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, girl.
Carl Rogers.
For the sensual couples massage?
Yeah, no, that's fine. Carl.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Hi, Samantha. This is John, Monroe, and Jackson. You're actually on the air right now on Mix 105.1.
Okay. What?
And you just got caught cheating.
Well, we don't know that.
Wait. Who's Carl?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure this out. Like, and why would you go into sensual massage with him?
Samantha, your fiance, Matt's been listening in.
Oh my God,
Matt.
Hey,
why? Samantha. So who's Carl?
Carl's
Hello?
My work husband. You know that. So for massages or anything like that with me, I've tried to take you. You don't
know. Wait. So all I've heard is Brady, and now I'm just hearing Carl. I've never heard about Carl before. I'm kind of still, like, confused. Like, I'm not even, like...
I've never heard of Carl.
What?
Tell me about this, Carl, because we're asking if you want to have a sensual couples massage, you know, and you're throwing out some other guy's name, not your fiance's.
Yeah, because Matt doesn't like massages. I have tried several times to take him out for a massage, and he doesn't want to go.
You know what I've learned about Fiance Friday?
What's that?
The men are never smart enough when they get caught. But the women can always talk their way out. Yeah.
True. No, baby, it ain't like that.
Right, yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how I feel.
All right, wait, I'm sorry, I just got a question, though. Like, but why couldn't you just say, like, oh, it's a couples thing? Oh, maybe my boyfriend. Well, no. Like, you didn't even consider me. I mean, I'm not trying to be that guy, but you just went straight to Carl and said, yeah, Carl's fine. Like,
I think this is something maybe the two of you should talk about off air. Obviously, there's a lot of new things. On the bright side, Matt, it wasn't Brady.
Brady's the least of your worries now, isn't it?